Growth begins at the edge of your comfort zone. That's the title for my sermonette. Comfort zones. We all have them. Even when we don't want to admit it, we definitely have comfort zones. And naturally, we tend to gravitate towards our comfort zones. You know, those situations or those people who we feel safe around, that is what we will gravitate towards. We all have routines in our days. Where we live, where we work, who we spend our time with. These are all part of our comfort zones. And it's a useful thing to have comfort zones, because our habits are built around having these comfort zones. You know, they help us to live life without having to put in a ton of effort, which is important. If we went around exerting 100% effort into everything all the time, we would just be zombies walking around exhausted. And so while this is actually something that's good and useful and important to have comfort zones, it actually can be a double-edged sword. It can be bad because it can lead to stagnation. And it can prevent us from growing to our fullest potential. I have a feeling that a lot of us don't know what our greatest potential is as human beings. We believe that God is directing and overseeing our lives. And He allows us to grow based upon who we are, the attributes He has given us, and what we want to do in life. But there really is no cap on what we can do, what we can become, as long as we are trying to keep Him front and center in our lives, giving Him the glory and the honor that He deserves. Now, the parable of the talent in the Bible shows us just that. The ones who are busy doing things in their lives, they were making things happen, they were the ones who were rewarded. The one who sat back idly, was afraid to do anything with his talents, was afraid to get in there and do some stuff. Not only did he get in trouble, but in the end he lost everything. When you look at nature, you take maybe a tree for example, that tree's goal in life is to become the biggest tree that it can possibly become. Now it has, you know, a wide range of circumstances that it has no control over. Water, sunlight, natural resources, natural disasters. But it continues to grow to the best of its ability in where it is. We are not like trees. We can move. We can do everything a tree can't do. But we are expected to grow like a tree. And we have all the resources to do just that. We are not called to be or to live a comfortable life. I think all of us probably realize that. We are called to live a life that is challenging and yet rewarding. And it's based upon how we look at our life and how we integrate our calling from God into our life. So what are we supposed to do when God calls us out of our comfort zones? You know, sometimes growing closer to Christ may mean stepping outside of familiar situations to you. Maybe God has a plan for you to move to a new place, or a different path in your career, or any number of different things in your life. The only way we can know if these are paths that we should be taking is if we are leaning completely on Him. So He gives us the understanding and the wisdom of where we should go and how we should do what we are trying to do. You know, it's when we give our hearts fully over to God is when He can do those amazing things in our lives. We have to learn to listen for His call. And we have to learn to be willing to respond in faithfulness. You know, living through Christ often requires us to do things that go against today's culture. And it seems scary at times to have to do that. But we can always turn to God. We can always rely on His strength to help us through and to make it. There's been many times in my life that I've had this misconception that in order to do anything great in my life, I have to have this extravagant measure to make an impact. And sometimes this is the case. And I've mentioned this before, but I think that it's more important that we not lose sight of the little impacts that we have in our life, those measurable steps that we can make day by day. You know, Christ noted that those people who are on His right hand is the ones who are looking out for the little things, for the other Christians in their lives. Day by day, they were doing the little things that they could to help. And He said, and those were the ones who were going to be led into the kingdom of God. And He said, insomuch as you did it to the least of one of these. Those little steps, each and every day, add up. And when Christ first called those very first disciples, He asked them to leave everything else in their life behind. Everything that had made them who they were up to that specific moment. A lot of them were full-grown men. They had lives. They were busy living and doing things. I've also often pondered just whether what made them make that first leap? What made them say yes in that very moment? Obviously, God's Spirit was in them and drawing them to Christ, right? But they leapt away from their comfort zone, what they were used to. They gave it up. They walked away from their life that they were living, and they followed after Christ. Now, each of them had their various growth patterns that they had to go through during their time with Christ and even after. And each was called for a different reason, a specific task. But they all had to take serious steps outside of their comfort zone to accomplish what Christ was asking them to do. You know, all through the Bible, people were asked to become uncomfortable in the way that they were living. Moses was asked to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And his answer initially was, please go find somebody else. I don't want this job. It was extremely uncomfortable for him to go back to Egypt. Abraham was asked to leave his family, everyone that he knew, and to strike out on his own and pretty much become a nomad, wandering where God led him. Almost every single story where God is working with someone, their lives are uncomfortable at some point in time. Has God ever asked you to do something and your response was, "Who, me? No, thank you"? But the better question would be, why not you? With God, we are unstoppable. Nothing is impossible with God. In Matthew 19, verse 26, it says, Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible." You and I are here living our lives. And at times, it does feel comfortable, right? We have the amenities that we need. We have houses, we have clothes, we have cars, we have food. And yet we are asked by God to change, to come out of our comfort zones. So it's not the physical, but rather the spiritual. And when God presents us with a need to leave our safety zones, we may have questions. We may make excuses. We can definitely get scared. What if it doesn't work? What if it backfires? What if I lose everything? What if I fail? Those are all legitimate questions that I'm sure we all have. You know, Simon asked Christ if he could come out and meet him on the water. Christ told him, "Come on, step out, come out of your comfort zone." And he did. And he was walking on water. He was outside of his comfort zone. If any of you were walking on water, I'm sure that you would be out of your comfort zone as well. But he was doing it. He was making progress. He was walking towards Christ. It's okay to be scared of progress and forward movement. But it's not okay to be afraid and not making progress. God directs. He watches. He provides. He cares and he sustains us. And that is what he promises that he will do for us. And we can call upon him and actually remind him of these promises. You know, one of the areas where God asks us to step out, maybe out of our comfort zone at times, is when he tells us that we have to tithe. From a non-Christian perspective, to go and save 20% of your income and then 30% on third tithe years, I'm sure for the world it'll be mind-blowing. I know I've told friends of mine, you know, about tithing and stuff, and they're like, "How in the world do you do that?" But in Malachi 6 and verse 8 through 12, it says, Malachi 6 and starting verse 8, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, 'In what way have we robbed you?' In tithes and offerings." We'll just stop there. You know, when we tithe and when we give offerings, it's from a place of respect and reverence for God, because this is something that he requires. You know, a little bit further in Malachi, which I didn't read, he says, "Try me now in this." Meaning, God wants you to see what will happen in your lives when you tithe, when you offer an offering that maybe is outside of your comfort zone. Personally speaking, those times when I have offered amounts slightly outside of, you know, our comfort zone, God has turned around and given rewards in my life, my family's life, that I just didn't even see coming. It's truly amazing. You know, this is something that we do consistently, over and over, until it becomes habitual in our lives. I would like to encourage all of us to not be afraid of stepping outside of our comfort zones. When we know that God is calling us to do something new, that we ask Him for the strength and for the courage to accomplish what He is calling us to do. You know, in the end of the day, doing something outside of your comfort zone, it actually can be very rewarding. In Joshua 1 and verse 9, I'd like to close with this scripture. It's a scripture I often turn to. It says, Joshua 1 and verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And with a command like this, with this guarantee from God, we can live at the edge of our comfort zone, becoming what He needs us to be. And that's where it really, truly is important.